You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Morning, Snow FM breakfast. 4 minutes gone past six. It is Simo and Jordan waking you up.
Morning, Simo. I tell you what, it's a bit foggy out there in parts of the Snowies this morning. Make sure you slow down, take a little bit of extra care if you are out on the roads.
Yeah, especially out the Barry Way, especially. Drove that this morning. That was hectic times. Very foggy.
Tell you what, I was walking into work with the fog and I just kind of had a look around and I'm just like, this is the start of every single horror movie. Sort of ever. I kind of expected to go around the corner and just see Voldemort there or something evil happening. But then to make it more evil, just as I was walking underneath the streetlight, it decided to flicker a little bit and then switch itself off.
Okay.
So I was already a bit on edge. That just made me more on edge.
It's an edgy Tuesday, Snow FM breakfast. What we've got on our plates is we're dealing with the insides of vehicles being dirty. We're also, we do have an expert that we're going to call about this.
Interesting.
His name is James.
Very expert name.
He'll be on before 8. Looking forward to that. But first, Justin Bieber. We got Yummy. This is from his latest album, which dropped on Friday today. And tabloids also happening within the hour. Snow FM. Yeah, you got that. Ed Sheeran. Castle on the Hill, Snow FM, breakfast. 18 minutes gone past your six on your Tuesday, and we're talking about things we have not much clue about. Instagram influencers, they are out there.
So if you don't know what an Instagram influencer is, what are they? They're kind of people that have lots of followers on Instagram. Various brands come and say, oh, hello, can you take a picture holding our product? Post it on your Instagram, we get advertising, you get money, and that's how they earn a living, more
or less. That's right, earning a bit of cash from the brands that they endorse.
And in order to keep their kind of fans up and the amount of likes and all that sort of stuff that they get up, they sometimes, and I don't want to accuse anyone of this.
Here we go.
But potentially just fake some pictures and Photoshop them a little bit just to make them a bit more exciting.
And absolutely, and this is what I'm all about. So someone faked, a particular influencer faked an entire a Bali holiday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
so did they go on holiday somewhere else or were they just literally in their house?
All right, get this, Jordan. They took the weekend off.
Yeah.
And she caught up her photographer mate, went to the local IKEA.
Yeah, because that's always what I've thought when...
A genius!
Hey, what do you mean genius? When you walk around IKEA, what about IKEA makes you scream, you know what this looks like? Bali.
Yeah, right. Is that what it looks like?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay, really?
It's just like any other... Okay, when you go to any other kind of furniture shop or anything like that, they do not look like Bali at all in the slightest. I mean, admittedly, I've never been to Bali, so it could look like a giant furniture shop, but I don't think it does.
So Natalia Taylor is her name. She's got over 300,000 Instagram followers. Decided to hit up the local IKEA on the weekend with a mate, Ali, who's the photographer, a trusted photographer, and they basically got as many pictures as they possibly could around the furniture. She's even hopped in the bath with, like, different outfits, so she must have packed, you know, different outfits for the trip to IKEA on the weekend.
So they've gone around IKEA and obviously they've got all the kind of little demo houses there.
Absolute gold.
And she's kind of taking photo. What must other customers who are genuinely shopping be wondering what's going on?
Oh, dear.
Just imagine she's taking a photo there and then just pretending, oh, look, we're in Bali, look, we're in Bali, and then just a customer walks past in the background.
Every few millennia, evolution leaps forward, Jordan. She's got 2 million YouTube viewers as well.
Right. You know what? This is genius. I might just pop off to a local furniture shop.
Yeah, do it. And she basically explained the difference between Instagram and YouTube. So all her YouTube followers, 2 million of them, are following her fake Instagram Bali holiday. So on the Instagram platform, completely legit. Everyone thinks that she's in Bali, but over there on YouTube, she's like, not actually there, yo.
You know what? This is, I mean, if Instagram influencers often get a bit of stick and all this sort of stuff. And I think if you rewind the tape at the start of this, I think I contributed to that.
Yeah.
But this woman is a genius.
It's so good.
Is she Australian or American?
Yeah, she's Australian.
Australian.
She just hit up the local IKEA and then probably went back to work on Monday.
Well, Australian, so what's that to Bali? That's like a 7-8 or so hour flight, I think.
Yep.
So she's avoided that. Mm-hmm. Don't have to do that flight.
Yep.
You can just chill at home and have the weekend off and pop your feet up.
See, here's one. She's in the bath in IKEA. complete with like a dressing gown,
feet. And like a towel on her head.
She's in the bath. It's tagged in Bali and she's like, where should I travel to next?
Oh, like another furniture shop, maybe?
Not a bad idea. 5 seconds of summer, no shame. They're on tour this year. Looking forward to that. I'm getting a little nervous. Shawn Mendes this morning, Snow FM, breakfast. Simo, Anne and Jordan, 7 minutes to seven.
And Simo, it's time to find out what's happening in the world.
It is today in a tabloids.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good. We're feeling good, hey?
Today in tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's, the Queen's secret code when she's talking to someone, Jordan.
So wait, so is it when she's talking to someone or is it like her security is kind of trying to arrange travel arrangements for
that's
the Queen?
Right. So the security, when the Queen is in a meeting with someone,
if
they're
I
on
see.
Like their little walkie-talkies, they're just kind of like,
the Queen is talking to like this person.
You know, they have like a secret code name for it.
Can I have a guess at the secret code name?
Yeah, go for it.
Is it the Queen?
No, it is S.
S.
Yeah, right. Royal historian Hugo Vickers has said it's S, and in the interview he cupped a hand over his mouth and whispered, it's Sharon.
Oh.
It signifies Sharon, I don't know why.
Because that was going to be my next question, why?
Why? I think lots of people are backing it because sovereign is a word associated with the Queen.
Yeah, that is true. Well, I'm just trying to think, my royal knowledge, not great, but I don't think we've had a monarch called Shannon.
Sharon.
I mean, her name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, yeah.
So. Lizzie.
S.
Is she going with Liz?
Could have.
Or L.
Also, Elton John making headlines because he's cut shows. They're a bit in doubt. Apparently, he's got walking pneumonia.
Yeah, I heard about this. It was in New Zealand. Had to did a couple of songs and then said, no, I can't go on.
Banned in a concert midway through, putting in doubt performances in Australia, Melbourne, Coffs Harbour and Townsville. 5 Seconds of Summer have announced an Australian No Shame tour for this year.
Nice.
So that will follow a trek across North America, UK, Europe. And then back in a national tour.
How certainly good. Racking up the frequent flyer points.
And also, Ford are as committed as ever to Australia following Holden's closure. See what I heard about this yesterday?
Yeah, very sad news. Holden, no more in Australia. That's, yeah, it really sucks. It's bad news.
And so Ford have really stuck the boot in by coming out to say that they're committed as ever to the Aussie.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Also, mining student convicted of stealing gold at Kalgoorlie site. He was fined $2,500 and it's because he got a conviction of stealing 69 grams of gold out there in Kalgoorlie at a mining site.
I mean, it must be very tempting.
It is
when you go to mining and you kind of see all these chunks of gold and going, oh, just slip that one in the pocket.
It's very old school. He's a mature age student in the fourth year of his mining engineering degree. So,
well, I mean, uni fees are very pricey.
He'd
be able to pay for it somehow.
He's gone old. He's gone old school, like with the thieving. So shoplifting or like more of a.
Well, should we go old school with the punishment? Is that like, what you're trying to say?
Oh, there you go. There's an idea.
Put him on a boat to somewhere on the other side of the world because he stole a loaf of bread.
Rough. That is today in a tabloids. Lewis Tomlinson now leading us on to 7 o'clock. New music. One of the One Direction offshoots. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo, Anna, Jordan. More headlines throughout the morning. We'll keep you up to date. That one today in tabloids are thanks to McDonald's. Come on, let me drink. Guy Sebastian, Snow FM, breakfast. 16 minutes gone past 7.
And Simo, do you want to get rich quickly?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
sure, I could take some money.
I've got good and bad news. Can't help with the quickly aspect of that. Nor can I necessarily help with the rich part of it.
Would you like to have a bit more of a bling vibe to what you're about to go into?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right.
Billions and 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 billions and
no one has ever been richer than you are at this moment. Maybe we could launder the money.
Cha-ching, what have you got for us, Jordan?
Well, Sim, I want to tell you the story about an English guy who is currently selling a snowball on eBay.
Oh, right on.
There is a bit of a catch to this. This snowball is 10 years old. He made it 10 years old and it's been living in his freezer the entire time. The reason why he did this
is
because 10 years ago he saw a news article about a snowball, a 10-year-old snowball that sold for 29,000 Aussie dollars.
What's the deal? Is it just because it's old that people get a bit excited?
More or less, yes.
Like, I've got a few grandparents that I could put up for auction.
Pretty sure I've got things living in the back of my freezer, which are 10 years old as well.
Yeah.
That we could put up on eBay. Fingers crossed we'll get it.
But if it's old stuff that's making the cash, everyone's got a few older ancestors floating around.
Well, here's the thing. So it's a snowball. So, okay, number one.
Yeah, weird.
I'm trying to rack my head around it. Is there any way of actually telling that it's 10 years old? Because he could have just made it up. Like, he could have just gone up the mountain this winter, grab one, and gone, oh, yeah, no, that was, yeah, I got that back in 2006.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's no real way of telling.
It's sealed somehow.
Well, yeah, but even then you can just seal it and then write on the bag, 2006.
That is true.
There you go. This snowball, he's even kept it with him. This guy, he's kept the snowball with him even when he's moved house.
Wow.
Moving house is a stressful enough time, let alone when you've got something which, if you don't keep cold, will literally melt.
Maybe, I'm still thinking maybe he sealed it and put, like, the date from the day's paper inside the seal.
Oh, yeah.
So then you have a sealed snowball with the date and it's official.
But then the newspaper would get, like, soggy and wet.
Maybe. Nah, it'd stay frozen, surely.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I've never put a newspaper in the freezer with a snowball for 10 years. So I don't know the answer to this, Simo.
Mm.
So, yeah, what are you thinking? You reckon you're going to give this a go? When winter rolls around, you're going to head up the mountain, grab a snowball, and then pop down?
No, it's a lot of maintenance.
Well, it's not really. You just have to leave it there. It does take up some space in the freezer. Look, so he has got a snowball. So 10 years ago, after seeing this news article, got a snowball, popped it in his freezer for 10 years. He's just recently put it on eBay. Do you want to have a guess how much the current highest bid is?
Oh, like $2?
No, it's more than that.
$5.
It's more.
Like, lots of money?
Simo, the current bid is $6.
Okay, $6. So I was close. I was in the vicinity.
You were quite close.
Yeah, so that's probably more likely if you wanted to throw a snowball at one of your mates when you were still at school, didn't quite get the opportunity. Maybe as an adult, you just, like, freeze it for the 10 years, get him at the 21st, get him at the 30th, or get him at the proposal or the marriage or the...
God, can you imagine that, the wedding day? And here comes the bride. Snowball! God,
this has been coming for 10 years. The love of running out, One Republic on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning, 20 to 8.
And Simo, I hope you don't mind me saying, but the interior of your car needs a bit of a clean out.
Well, you've gone hustling around in there previously, haven't you?
I have done.
Yeah, so...
I found lots of disturbing things.
First things first, I'm majorly upset because I was one of these people that happened to have a car in Canberra when that freak hailstorm came through.
Oh, yeah, so your car got
absolutely obliterated.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, so, like, mirrors, the bonnet, everything's got divots in it. And naturally, I don't live in Canberra and I don't have wheels. So it's come about that the insurance needs to put fresh glass in it, needs to be assessed and all of that kind of jam.
And all that sort of stuff takes time.
Yes. And also, you want your car, you want the interior to be clean, right?
Well, yeah.
And so...
Not just for insurance purposes, just for kind of hygiene purposes as well.
That's right. So I left my keys with a rally there in Canberra. His name's James. And what's ended up happening is completely mortified because we're not blood, right? James and I, we're not blood, right? But we are
what? You're not blood relatives.
Yeah, that's
right. I just wanted to make that clear. Otherwise, you might think that Simo and James, who we're about to chat to, are vampires.
Yeah, that's right. No, so we've now forged together through the holy matrimony. He has he's hitched up with a cousin of mine. And what I found out during the week was that he has, in fact, cleaned out the interior of my car without my knowledge, which means I can't remember what was inside the car when he cleaned it out.
Ooh.
I'm super worried. James, good morning. Cheers for joining us.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
So, Simo, so you can confirm, Simo, that you didn't ask James to clean your car. James, you've just done this off your own back. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it was damaged in the hailstorm, so I needed to go there and get all the valuables. Right?
So I reckon my dad might have swung him a message about getting things done because I'm not the responsible one in my crew.
Clearly.
So, James, was it quite daunting when you had the key in your hot little hand?
I mean, look, I got there, opened it up, and you probably could have survived the apocalypse in that car. So there were some half-empty coffee cups that had been there a few weeks. There were clothes scattered throughout. There were probably the right conditions in the boot to grow a mushroom colony.
I'm not surprised you had a full suitcase in there.
So, James, how long did it take you to clean out this car, and did you have to wear, like, a mask and all this proper protective equipment?
So we took, like, a full garbage bag. We managed to get a garbage bag, like an entire massive one full of garbage to get out of the car. And it probably took about, I don't know, half an hour to an hour to clean up the whole thing.
Okay. Has your ideas about me, like your perception of me, changed?
Is Simo going to be welcome at your house from now onwards, or maybe not?
Because I was so mortified when I heard about this.
Look, he'll always be welcome at our place.
Okay, but like, and have I dropped down like a peg or two in regards to you can't believe that I live like that inside a vehicle?
A peg or two, maybe three. but it's okay. We'll drive my car from now on instead.
I do want to say thank you, James. I mean, I did not expect it. And when the message came through, I was halfway through. I think I was eating pasta or something. I just about threw up because I was like, oh, man, there would have been...
You just threw the pasta on the floor, thus like, making more mess.
I've had it. Just.
You're welcome, mate. More than happy to help out.
Oh,
hey, James,
goodness.
Just before you go, we've had coffee cups, clothes. Was there anything else that, like, springs to mind? That we're just talking utterly disastrous things in Simo's car.
No, actually, like, as I was saying, it's pretty well prepared for the apocalypse. There are actually, like, heaps of bottles of water in there, so you could have survived very well. There was a bit of money, so thank you, Simo.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's the fee.
There you go. All right, I'm happy about that. Brilliant. James, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Cannot thank you enough for helping out as well.
No worries, guys. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
And actually, just before you go, James.
Jordan's in again.
Yeah, just one more. James, Simo, can you just take your headphones off for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So just take your headphones. Okay, James, so Simo can't hear this. How long do you reckon Simo's car is going to stay clean?
I'll give it a couple of days.
Fair enough.
James, thank you very much.
No worries, mate. See you later.
He's gone now. I'll also mention that when my brothers cleaned up the inside of my car...
Do you ever clean your own car?
Never. There were a couple of prophylactics that were found.
And we will move on.
My youngest brother was like, whoa, what are they? Just clean up the inside of your car. It's Post Malone. Circles, Snow FM Breakfast. Listen, SO, Blue Juice, Act Your Age, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan Wright here with you and your 8 o'clock news, sport and weather not far away.
And Simo, we've been doing Radio Survivor here in Snow FM. You, Simo, have been a big fan of the Survivor TV show.
Back on the tellies Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday nights, I'm loving it.
It's on at the moment. So everyone here in the office is in a Snow FM Survivor. Each day one person gets voted out. We all go into the special voting booth and decide who should get eliminated.
That's right. I've already bought all the tuna and rice I can handle, coconut water. I'm going to start wearing bandanas to work.
Why not?
And should we count the votes?
Let's see who's been eliminated today.
Gaz are back again.
Vote for George Gazmo like I do.
No, I'm going to vote for my own person. I think I might suggest. There you go. How's that?
My vote goes to Jordan. Reason I'm voting for Jordan is because he can't spell my name. B-E-C, Jordan. B-E-C.
My turn. Right, right here. Right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a George by the toe. Oh, let's write his name down again.
All right, I'm going to vote for Rick because he's a...
I am voting for Rick. He's been looking at me real weird, so I'm voting him out. Bye-bye, Rick.
Maddie Ray here. My vote is for Rachel G from Admin in Snowviver. I don't know what she's playing at in her confessionals. I'm an excellent work wife, and for her to think otherwise, she has to go.
The respect that I have for this crew just goes up and up, Jordan. I enjoy it thoroughly. Because it's just such a ruthless building.
It really is. There's people in there that I also had alliances with that are voting for me. So that's changed. So who's been on this? So I got two votes. Rick got two votes.
Yeah, so we're going to
draw.
We're going to have to go to a challenge, potentially re-vote today and see who goes home.
I mean, or we could just send Rick home.
We could.
I mean, that's what I'd vote for.
Yeah, there is that option.
Am I here? I'm just looking outside for some support. Everyone's nodding their heads outside.
But I think this also spells trouble for the power couple in the Snowviver game. Because it's one of the most powerful mechanics that you can do in Snowviver, which is between Rachel G from Admin and Matty Ray on our workday here, SnowFM. Mm-hmm. Those two have long been hard to kind of crack. They've been teaming up and voting people out. They are responsible for me being out of the game. They are responsible.
Well done. High five, guys.
They are responsible for Amy being out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they are responsible, especially responsible, for Ems being voted out on day one.
Ems, the stationary queen. She thought she was safe. She wasn't.
But now it seems like that the power couple of Rachel G and Matty Ray from the workday is over. And it seems like they might be putting votes on each other. So I don't know where the game's going to go to from here.
So what, me and Rick are going to have some kind of challenge today, and then one of us will be eliminated. Is
That's
that right?
Correct. So, Jordan, you're hanging on by the skin of your teeth.
Bring it on, Rick!
Lovely, the band Broken on Snow FM. A breakfast 20 to 9, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, talking things that are in your food that probably shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be there.
Well, in this case, it definitely shouldn't be. This is the story of a girl in Sydney who was at a burger restaurant, took a bite into a burger, and has discovered that inside of it was a long metal bar.
Ugh, hell.
Now, that's what she's called it. So this thing, it's probably about...
In a burger?
Yeah, it's probably about 5 centimetres or so long, and in an L shape, like a capital L.
Right.
And it was just sticking out of the burger. So there you go. I've got
Someone's proposals got out of hand, maybe, or something? Or...
Well, I don't know who proposes with a large L-shaped metal bar.
L for love, Jordan.
That is a good point. Mm. From my experience, girls normally just prefer rings.
Yeah.
As opposed to an L for love-shaped bit of metal.
That is a weird... I've always found that a bizarre approach, like putting jewellery in foods.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that doesn't belong there. What are you doing?
Look, this is not what they were doing, I think. I mean, I don't know, but I can almost guarantee this is not what they were doing. So this woman's taking pictures of her burger with this metal bar sticking out of, stuck it online, it's gone viral. But right. I want to ask, have you ever found anything in your food that shouldn't have been there? Simo, you were just drinking your tea during that song.
Yes.
And, well, would you like to explain what happened?
Oh, it's not strained very well. It's one of the loose tea. So it's not a tea bag. Generally, they're
So Simo's a bit too good for tea bags.
No, generally they're self-contained. I'll take this opportunity to throw my boss under the bus. So he very nicely went out and bought some tea the other week. We made sure he could see the box. Just, you know, tea bags, no worries, you'll be right. Came back with loose leaf tea and a whole bunch of maintenance for me. That's a lot of grunt work to make a cup of tea. So... Granted, I can see what you're saying in that it's not ideal, my tea situation.
What, to have tea leaves just floating around in your tea, not strained?
That's right. But it's not quite up there with a metal kind of, you know, pole in your burger.
Well,
that's...
at least, you know, the tea leaves, they're there to add flavour to the tea. I think I can speak on behalf of everyone when I say metal is not a type of taste that we particularly want in our, I think it was a chicken burger.
But it's interesting how sometimes you're happy to see random objects with your meal and other times you're not.
Really?
Yeah. So, for instance, like jewellery, like if you're going to get married, so if that's with like a food item or a...
Well, that one is very important to make sure that they see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're not just super hungry and just start diving in.
That's right. It's got to be on the skewer in the burger,
yeah.
Right?
Good.
Like that's the way you got to go about it.
Mm.
Other than that, but even when you're a kid, there is sometimes, you know, things that come with a meal and you're like, it's not a food item, but I'm... damn pleased that it's there.
Are you talking about? I can't remember the name before off the top of my head, but there's that chocolate egg you can get, which has a toy inside. Is that what you're talking about?
Kinder Surprise.
Kinder Surprise, that's it, thank you.
That's one such example. A Happy Meal would be a prime example of that.
Yeah, but
good was that?
Yeah, but that doesn't come in the food. Like, admittedly, it's been a while since I've had a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
From Macca's. We should go and just buy two. I wonder if we'll get some strange looks. No, but yeah, so it has been a while since I have had a Happy Meal, but they don't put the toy inside the burger.
Yeah.
You know, you got your burger, your chips, your drink, and all that sort of stuff, and then the toy is in a separate plastic thing inside the little box.
You do make a good point. So you're more worried about objects within foods.
Yes.
So what about fortune cookies? They're always pretty cool.
Does anyone actually eat fortune cookies, or do they just break them open, get the fortune, and then discard the cookie?
No, the dough stuff's really tasty. Is it dough? I feel like it's dough.
Yeah, probably. Oh. Yeah, we'll say.
No, it's delightful.
I've never had it. I've just always discarded it.
We should make our own.
I mean, if you can be bothered.
Create your fortune. But that's an example of something not food orientated inside a food object that you're quite pleased about. Kinder Surprise and fortune cookies.
But the thing with all of these is you're expecting the thing inside it. Aren't you? Like with a fortune cookie.
You are aware
of it.
If
you crack it open and there's not a fortune.
You are disappointed.
All of a sudden, that's the issue. With this, you do not expect a 5 centimeter long strip of metal inside your burger.
Now, if you crack open a fortune cookie and there's no fortune inside, it's just a cookie.
If you crack open a fortune cookie and there's a 5 centimeter strip of metal, you're like, I don't know what this means, but it's probably not good news.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.